In this bulletin, 22 new community cases of coronavirus detected in New South Wales. Queensland records 3 new locally acquired infections. And in sports, Serena Williams forced to withdraw from Wimbledon due to injury. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. All of the infections are linked to a previously announced cases and come from more than 68,000 tests. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says half of the new cases were isolating for their entire infectious period and another 5 were for part of the time. She says she expects that as time goes on, a higher proportion of people will be in isolation for their whole infectious period.
And whilst venues of concern have increased overnight, we're also expecting that to taper off, because if you look at the dates where those venues of exposure occurred, they were before we went into lockdown. And we certainly hope that if people are doing the right thing, if people are staying indoors unless they absolutely have to, well, then those venues of concern will start to reduce in coming days. And that's something we want to see as well.
And 3 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 are being reported in Queensland. All 3 cases are close contacts of previously reported infections. One is the brother of the Prince Charles Hospital worker, the second is a close contact of the Portuguese restaurant cluster, and the other is a close contact of the Virgin cabin crew member. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says all 3 cases are considered low risk.
We've had 18,447 tests in the past 24 hours. So remember, please, if you have any symptoms, go and get tested. And I really want to thank the members of the Townsville community who came out yesterday and got tested as well. And that progressive testing of people on Magnetic Island is happening as we speak. So that's excellent news.
Meanwhile, doctors are urging people under the age of 60 to wait for the Pfizer vaccine if they can, despite Prime Minister Scott Morrison saying that any adult who wants the AstraZeneca jab can have it. Official advice from the Australian Technical Advisory Group Immunisation is that Pfizer remains the recommended vaccine for Australians under the age of 16. But with the country reliant on imports of that jab, Mr. Morrison says younger Australians fully briefed on the risks associated with the AstraZeneca shot can now elect to get it. Royal Australian College of General Practitioners President Karen Price has told Channel 7 doctors are still trying to understand the sudden changes.
It's a very individual case-by-case discussion. Most doctors will all be following the ATAGI advice. That is the scientific advice. It's been worked through with data and so forth. If people are still insistent that they want to have AstraZeneca, then it's up to the doctor and patient to work out how they feel about that, what they're making sure they're fully consented and so forth. But generally, the younger you are, the less likely anyone's going to proceed with that.
In other news, new research shows a third of refugee and migrant women living in Australia have experienced domestic and family violence, with those on temporary visas reporting much higher levels of abuse related to their migration status. The landmark study by Monash University's Migration and Inclusion Centre and Migrant and Refugee Women's Coalition Harmony Alliance heard from almost 1,400 migrant and refugee women across Australia on issues relating to safety. The survey found 33% of respondents had experienced some form of domestic and family violence, with controlling behaviours, violence towards others and/or property, and physical or sexual violence being the most prevalent forms. The majority of those women say they've experienced more than one form of harm or on multiple occasions. To sport now, and Serena Williams has been forced to withdraw from the first round of Wimbledon after injuring her leg during play. The 39-year-old was serving in the 5th game at Centre Court when she lost her footing near the baseline while hitting a forehand against Alexandra Sasnovich of Belarus. After dropping the game, she took a medical timeout and tried to continue playing, but eventually the pain became too much. She ended up conceding the match with the score 3-all. 15-30. And in the men's competition, Adrian Mannarino was also forced to retire from his first round match against Roger Federer with a knee injury. Let's see what the weather's doing for you today. Across the country, it's a partly cloudy day in Perth, 18. A couple of showers in Adelaide, 17. A windy 16 degrees in Melbourne. In Hobart, sunny and 15. 15 as well in Canberra. In Wollongong, a possible shower, 18. Much the same in Sydney, where it's 19. In Newcastle, 19 as well, with a possible shower. Much the same for Brisbane, 21 degrees for you. In Cairns, similar conditions, 26. And fine weather in the top end, 33 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with latest from the SBS newsroom.